So Ken, 6 months after your book was published, you've been experiencing some successes. So tell us about some of the most notable ones.
Yeah, thank you. It has really been amazing. There's a huge perception difference, I think, people how people view you. So I've been a blogger, like I said, but bloggers don't get much respect because anybody can do it.
Right.
Really, right? Get a blog, start writing, and then say I'm a writer. That sounds kind of cool. But when you have a published book and it's on Amazon and people see that, it really changes. I'm same guy, right? But it changes how people view what you do. So I was told that you're not going to get rich from book sales, although sales have been good and it's paying for itself, and there'll be a profit soon. But where you really benefit is from what happens because of the book. So once the book was published, people definitely treating me differently. But out there in the industry, I was invited to speak at an association, main gigantic event, a gigantic room with 200 people. I've done paid speaking events that normally before the book, people, I might ask to speak, or they might come ask you to speak as kind of a favor. But now they approach, so I've had several where they say, we'd like to pay you to come talk, right?
Oh,
Which has
wow.
been good. I got a call out of the blue from someone who read the book to go speak at our national convention at two sessions where there might be 500 people in each one, just because someone read the, actually, they were having a training session and someone had recommended the book, and then several people chimed in that they'd read the book and it was a good book, and then those people called and said, hey, we want to come have you talk at the convention. So book sales have been fairly steady and good, and then the speaking gigs have been, have just kind of been coming in, and one leads to another, so it's pretty cool. It's been really quite different, and that's kind of what I was hoping that might happen, but you don't really, people tell you about it, you're not really sure, but then it does happen. It's crazy. Awesome.
And number one, tell us about the number
Oh yes.
ones.
So, what I decided to do, kind of get into a little bit. I did some marketing. I created a when I knew I was going to write a book, I knew that I needed a platform to promote the book. So I got real heavily involved in social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, making my connections, particularly with the alpha connectors. So when my book was published, I sent copies of the book to the alpha voices, who made pictures of themselves holding my book, talked about it online for the other thousands and thousands of people. That kind of spurred book sales. I was selling my book for $20 on Amazon, the Kindle for 10. And then, so I got good traction that way. And then I was reading another author who said that he was giving his book away for free because the more people that read it, then the more people that talk about it, the more people eventually buy it. It was for a short period of time. Well, then Amazon won't let me give it away for free, but for 99 cents. So I started promoting that, and my book shot to number one out of all books on Amazon, right? When they have like 9 million books, under business and finance and real estate.
Oh,
And it was number
wonderful.
one in that section, and selling, and like three sections in a row for like 3 days. And then today, this is like the fifth day, it's still number one in one particular section. So again, the idea is to get the not to get rich on book sales, because you just probably can't sell enough books unless you're famous, but to get it out there so people can read it and people can talk about it. And that's how you get invited to speak here and there. And then it also stimulates, further book sales. So it's been pretty cool, and people are really impressed, by that. They're like, that's so funny. It's awesome.
Is terrific. Now, the term thought leader isn't something that you call yourself, it's something that people confer on you. But
Right.
in what ways are now are you considered to be a thought leader in your industry as a consequence of this book?
Right. See, that's really a good point, because I've always thought of myself as a thought leader. I wouldn't really say it out loud to people. It's kind of like bragging, or what a jerk, but I would think that I was. And then what happens is once the book is published, they can see what in print, and they can read it, and then they also infer other things from it, right? I had a lot of people comment on the dedication and the commitment it takes to do that. So, as well as the material. So it does make you an expert, because lots of people blog, lots of people present and sell and lead, but very few people will take the time and the energy and the emotion invested into writing a book and getting it done. So these invitations to speak actually add another layer on top of what the book has done, because now it's not only are you a published author and you know these things and people are saying great things, then you get to go speak in front of people, then they see that you know what's happening, and then it's kind of like a big updraft, right? So it really works that way. And then also the people that I think is interesting is the people that know you, know you're an author, and now they've always been your friend, but it kind of adds they'll promote you because it makes them look good, right? It makes them,
Yes.
a thought leader. Which so the whole thing is, just a crazy, awesome thing, But I will say, so the key is, you got to write your book and so on. Publishing is really easy these days, and inexpensive. In the old days, I think you'd have to buy 5,000 books from a publisher and so on. Now you don't have to do that. So you would take that money that you would normally invest in buying these books that you'd put in your garage that Amazon's going to handle for free, and you need to invest that, like I did, with
Yes.
an editor or a coach, right, who can help you take what you've done, right? Because you put all that, right? I spent 2 years writing that book, and then I'm going to put it out there. And if I don't have the person to help me make it as good as it can possibly be now that I'm ready to launch it, then all my work would be, for nothing. So
Right.
it really was a team effort. You helped me with that part. And I know that my book, people would read it and they were kind of nice and it was okay. But the difference from when I thought I had a pretty good book and then what happened after you organized it and helped me rewrite some stuff and put a theme into it and some interconnected kind of draw them along because people comment on it is it really makes all the difference. So you've got to invest in getting someone to help you finalize that book and get the product ready to launch, and then good things can happen because it wouldn't have happened without it.